1:05 this Bank Holiday Monday here on BBC Radio Cornwall.
It's 18 minutes past three, the afternoon programme today with Debbie McCrory sitting in for Martin Bailey this afternoon. And my first guest today is lovely Charles Timberlake, who we got quite excited about, Charles, because we said, is it Justin Timberlake?
We've had a giggle, haven't we?
But no, you're brilliant for business. Better than Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I'm sorry Justin isn't here.
That's okay. Do you get that a lot?
Yes, an awful lot, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, but it has been good. It has been good because it generates a laugh, and anything that generates a laugh kind of brings people together and bonds them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And
absolutely.
You're nodding. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's lovely. Lovely when you can do that.
Yeah.
I would love to meet him.
Yes, so would I.
I don't know that we've got a huge amount in common from as far as musical stars are concerned. But
you may be sort of, you know, your great-great-great-great-grandparents might have been,
yes,
you know, because
yes,
the Timberlakes is quite an unusual surname.
It is quite an unusual name. Apparently there are quite a lot of them over in the States, but
there
we are.
I bet you're related.
I'd like to go over.
You're
and,
as good-looking as him. Now, you're musical, just like Mr. Timberlake, aren't you?
Yes, of a different, perhaps a different, a slightly different ilk, but I'm a pianist and composer. And playing in your delightful cathedral tomorrow lunchtime. Mm.
They're very popular, these lunchtime concerts, aren't they? Because they're free and you get
indeed
to experience lots of different types of music.
That's right, a whole variety of different artists and different styles. And, of course, I think one of the beauties of what I'm doing with these, and this is part of a small cathedral tour, is very much for me a sense of playing to everybody and anybody, rather than just the invited audience. And I don't do stuffiness. Obviously I'm very happy to play in a very, very formal setting, but I feel much more comfortable in an informal setting. So I stress it is an informal one. And I like to feel that I'm playing to everyone who's visiting the cathedral, rather than just those who've come along to specifically sit and listen. And I always kind of stress that I want people to feel able to do whatever they want during the performance.
Yeah.
If they want to get up and wander around, then
so life in the cathedral goes on. You're there to enhance what's going
I'd
on
like
at that
to
particular time.
I'd like to think so, yes. And I'd like to think that it's also giving people just a chance to sit and reflect, and just a time of quiet contemplation.
Mm. So are you classically trained?
No, I have to confess I'm not, Debbie.
Doesn't
I only
matter.
Studied up to grade four, but I was very naughty, you see, because I never learnt to read or write the music. I mean, I can, but sort of one-fingered. So,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, my father was a very accomplished musician, but he had the ability to play what we call play from ear.
Right.
And of course, and that's all I did from a very early age, mess about, as I call it, or doodle. So I'm largely self-taught from the age of 14 onwards.
But I think that's really nice, because a lot of the musicians that we have these days don't have any formal training, but go on and find something inside that's unique to them, and
yes,
it brings that to their performance.
Indeed, and of course it just enhances the creativity if you're not restricted to playing the sheet music that's in front of you. And of course the trouble with me is that I tend to play everything slightly different each time. Of course, if it's one of my compositions, and I will be playing exclusively my compositions tomorrow, mm-hmm, then I suppose to an extent it doesn't really matter, because
no,
people aren't going to sort of know. Whereas
yeah,
when you play a cover version, and I think you're going to play a track in a moment,
yeah,
I work with a composer called John Daniels, who adds the arrangements to my piano tracks. And on this last album, we decided to record, in addition to our own material and some lovely good old fashioned hymns, some well known songs that people can sing along to. I think we've chosen Love Is All Around.
Right, let's have a little listen then, Charles, and we'll come back
lovely
in a sec. Here
okay
we are.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? That's Charles Timberlake there and John Daniels on the guitar, is that right?
On all kinds of orchestra there, actually. Electronic, obviously, but it's got a, I love John's music. He's got a wonderful knack of orchestrating and arranging, and it's something that I couldn't do, just couldn't do.
It's a definite skill, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you've got loads of, you've got 17 tracks on this CD, that as well.
Yes.
That's really good value.
I'd like to think there's something for everybody on that one. Debbie, as I say, we got some old-fashioned hymns and some well-known, some well-known songs.
Yeah, it's lovely. As well, so tomorrow is exclusively your compositions.
I'm going to be playing
it?
My compositions, yes, and
lovely.
I'm going to include a couple of pieces that I wrote not a million miles from here. I've got a very good friend who has a magnificent house up on the North Cornish coast, just north of Tintagel. And it's not just the house that's so special, but the setting.
Yeah.
And it borders St. Nectan's Glen. So from Martin's house, all you can see, you look out onto... Do you know St. Nectan's Glen?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's a well-known beauty spot. And and the waterfall, they get a lot of visitors, of course.
Yeah.
And Martin has a beautiful Bösendorfer grand piano. So I can go down there, and over the years I've been down and written quite a just fantastically inspirational. I'll be playing two pieces tomorrow that I wrote. They're one entitled rather unimaginatively St. Nectan's Glen, and the other one after the name of his house.
Beautiful. Mm. Lovely to have an inspirational place as well that makes you like music and inspires it as well.
Absolutely.
It sounds like it's going to be a lovely concert. It's about an hour long,
is it?
It
is, yeah. It's one until two.
What time does it start?
One until two.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
In Truro Cathedral.
And very informal. And as I said at the beginning, I'd like to open it up to people who might not necessarily feel that going to a recital or a concert in a cathedral is for them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. Charles, you're lovely. And wish you all the best of that tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to keep that, actually, that CD. You're not having it back.
Right. My pleasure.
I'll put it on in the car on the way home.
Travel News. BBC Radio Cornwall.